When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yo, what's the big old deal? It's your boy Big Ski, and we back with another episode of No Jumper Sports. Professor X is here.
What's up, what's up?
Big Josh, and we got Tyler Curry in the building, man.
Yes, sir.
Watch what you say, because you might get dunked on. You feel what I'm saying? My guy.
What is going on, my dude? How you doing today?
Just chilling. Just got back from Hawaii at like 12 a.m.
Hawaii? How was that?
It was crazy. I went swimming with sharks.
What swimming the fuck?
Yeah, that was like the craziest that's shit something. I've ever done.
Man, please.
But that's like bucket list shit. So like,
yeah, no.
Have to.
Was it like random, or did you know the sharks are going to be in this area and you just went out there looking for them?
They always be there. We get in a little cage, and we spend like 20 minutes down there.
Bro,
it's crazy.
Put me in that like position. Pause. Let me know what is going through your mind while you going down there, and it's just like, oh shit.
Well, I went with the second group, so I got to watch somebody go before me. So I'm like, I'm chilling. Make sure it's safe.
Hey, for real, you capitalize off other people's mistakes, you guys. You feel what I'm saying? Because I would have been in that first group.
Boat just shaking like crazy already. The cage shaking like a motherfucker.
Bro.
So what's it like when you're down there? Do you have like food or stuff for them to like swim up to you? Or is it
just... They said they're just attracted to like the boat engine and just like shit.
Sounds and probably the waves and stuff. Hell no, don't put my
body. It was like 15, 20 of them just swimming around.
Mm-mm. My anxiety.
You ain't doing that?
I would have been going crazy, bro. I would have been going crazy. I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. What made you choose Hawaii? Or did you have business out there, or was it just
I was just with my girl out there, just chilling.
That's fire, bro. That's fire.
Little vacation.
Man, can I get a bonus, man, so I could take my girl to...
Can I come?
Hell nah, man. Nah, man. You need to take me to Disneyland.
You didn't ask.
Yeah.
You didn't have to know. I didn't know you liked Disney.
Go to the funnest place in the world, bro.
That's just lucky born.
Disneyland. See? Not everyone likes Disneyland.
See? I'm with Tyler, man. Let's go to the gym. Fuck Disneyland, bro. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Work on the bounce, bro. So let me know where you from, bro.
I'm from Hawthorne, California. Mm-hmm. Born and raised. Been there my whole life.
So you heard of Cougar Burger.
I was going to say, you know about Cougar Burger then?
No. Not at all.
No.
All right, well, House Phone's lying to us then.
Oh, yeah. We got a cat named House Phone, bro. No, it's actually there, bro.
Oh, you
got Cougar Burger?
Cougar Burger is right across from Hawthorne High. It's the little burger joint that's right. Crazy, bro. Like, I swear to God, bro. First time he brought this up, I was like, Cougar Burger, bro. I'm from Compton. I know everything, like, around there. I never seen that.
I went to school over there, too. I ain't never seen no Cougar Burger.
Oh, God, bro. It's crazy. You can, like, Google it right now. It's literally right there across the street. But he swear they had, like, the best food. But they, House Phone, you capping. If the homie don't know about it, you slacking, man.
I don't know. Maybe we got to go just pull up on the spot.
Did you play ball up there? Where'd you go to school at?
I went to Lawndale High School, like my senior year.
Okay. Did you hoop?
Nope. I got kicked off the team because I missed the first track workout.
What?
New coach came in trying to be all strict, all this and that. He kicked damn near the starting five off the team almost.
What?
So I just been chilling, and I ended up going viral after that and just
bro, got on my Instagram. Shout out to you because – for instance, coming into this interview, bro, I could have sworn you was like, you feel what I'm saying? D1, D, like for real, bro. That's dope, fam. That's fucking fire. You mind blow me just now?
So wait, just before all that,
I'm lost. I'm like, wait, what? They kicked you off?
So before all that, did you grow up playing any other sports? Like,
I've been playing basketball my whole life. I played football too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I started playing probably when I was like 12.
Okay.
Basketball since I was like 3 years old.
What position did you play in football?
Quarterback.
Quarterback.
We didn't really pass, though. I was damn near running back.
I was about to say Michael Vick in it. He was Michael Vick in it. On me, man, that's dope. What's your so far, what do you think is like your best dunk, like your best trick?
Best trick. I have to go with the cannonball.
Okay, so explain this. Explain this.
Throw the ball up.
Okay.
Jump in the air. We tuck in both legs like a cannonball and dunk it. And I'm the first person to do it. I made it up too, so it's like that's even better.
I was about to say, bro, I never even heard of this.
Yeah,
like,
I just made it up, just trying shit.
So what where do you get that from as far as like I'm about to just go outside and just practice some new shit? Like,
I've been doing this shit since a kid on the 7-foot rim. My dad was mad. Oh, he's telling us to raise it up, but he's like, we just want to dunk.
That's it.
So like all the shit I do now is just shit I was doing then.
That's crazy. I seen a video, bro. You fucking touch the top of the backboard. Then I'm like, bro, do you know I was falling trying to do shit like that? Like, for it takes a lot, bro. Don't get it twisted.
I mean, I've never touched rim, so I can't really. I am in this conversation.
Never touched it, real. Come on, man. You gotta get off the ground. I was about to say, bro. Come on,
man.
Get
on that 7-foot rim. Yeah.
What's the name? You played against Hezzy God?
Yeah. Just like open run and shit.
How is he?
He's nice. He's nice? Sure. Yeah.
I think you got him, though. I think he just be talking a lot,
I think,
bro.
I got everybody.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why he's first. Oh, me, bro.
Yeah, so tell me about going viral. Like, you know, you stopped playing high school ball. You've been playing ball your whole life. How does, like, that passion, you doing this thing, you'd say, fuck it, I'm not doing this anymore, but you still have basketball. You're still doing stuff with the sport. You're still showing your creativity through it. Like, what makes you want to stick with it and not, you know, I feel like a lot of hoopers, you get to high school, like, that's the one last step you got before you're really figuring out if this is what for you or not. And, you know, you ended up going viral, which, you know, I'd love for you to explain how that was, what that was like for you.
So senior year, probably like damn near the end of the year, I was just with my friend chilling. He was like, go dunk on that court, recording me. Hopped out my car, dunked on the court, recorded it. He's like, this could do something. Mm-hmm. Went around the whole neighborhood, dunking on their courts. And then that started the drive-by dunk challenge.
Okay.
Probably
okay.
4 years ago.
Yep.
So we had NBA players doing it, like actors, everybody was doing it. So that's, it was just
fire.
Crazy.
That's fire.
And
you
then
started
my following blew up. So I was just like, shit, I could keep it going.
That's fire, bro. I see Stephen A. Smith spoke about you, bro.
Yeah.
That's dope. How was that?
That was dope to see. I actually got banned on Instagram because of that, though.
What happened?
Making money, because they said I couldn't make money on the ESPN clip I posted it. But anyways,
Skeeble, stop trying to cut the black man short. You feel what I'm saying? Let him get his shmoney up. You feel what I'm saying? Come on, man. Been through enough. Let him get his dunk on. You feel what I'm saying?
So they could say you couldn't make money.
I wish Kirk could dunk on you right now.
I bet he could.
No, I know he can. I wish we had a court. I'll throw him alive and just, he don't like the Lakers, bro.
I'm not from here.
They're bad right now.
I mean.
So what? Don't be trying to make it seem like that's cool.
It ain't that big a deal. A lot of people don't like the Lakers.
Nah, man, you can't be out here and you can't be saying you don't like the Lakers, bro.
I can't?
Nah, bro, that's a DP. Uh-oh. No, I'm fucking with you, man. But yeah, for real, I'm going to take you to a Laker game and make sure you sit in the front row.
I
just want to see your fucking face, bro.
I would love to go to a Laker game with you and watch LeBron.
Hey, you got any upcoming events cracking?
I got a Creator Classic. It's like the little, not celebrity, influencer. They have like their little game. So we got like a little contest before that, probably late April. And I'm actually going to Paris in June. For a little contest, the Quay 54.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be crazy.
What, man, what is that like, bro? Getting them hit ups, like you about to go out the fucking, like, just.
It's crazy. This shit took me everywhere. I done been places I never thought I'd go.
That's wild, man. Do you got like any homeboys that like do that shit with you on the normal?
A lot of them. Just like dunking and shit, you just meet everybody. I know like every dunker. Mm-hmm. So we competing, but we still homies at the end of the day. Yeah. We kicking it before and after.
Yeah.
Like win or lose, so it don't really matter.
That's crazy, bro.
So what are those events like? So it's just you, pretty much the homies at this point, all traveling around the world, going up against each other. What are the audiences like? What are the prizes like? You know, I feel like there's just not a whole lot of people who are tuned into this yet that would love to learn more.
They're starting to give us more money, but usually you get probably $500 or something to go. And it'll be a prize, $2,000, $5,000, something like that.
So I need to sign up.
But what we started doing, like, because we're all homies now, it's like, we're not finna go all the way across the country to make $300. So it's like, all right, no matter what, we just gonna split it. So the $5,000 prize, we all gonna get $1,000-something, and we all gonna eat.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Hell yeah.
In the chance that you guys are all together, you guys can make content together, there's a whole lot of opportunities for you guys to do, I think, other business as well, right? You guys see that yet, or you see those opportunities?
Well, yeah, we always make content together, like, even after that. That's really what we do most, is make content, other than dunking. Because dunking isn't really a job.
Right.
Like, people say they want to be professional dunkers, but it's contests 3 times a year, maybe, 4 times a year.
That's fire. How's your jump shot, though?
Better than my jumping. No cap.
I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that. Hey, man, when we had this game, cuz on my team, don't be trying to switch up and be like, oh.
I'm going for 40.
What? Fucks with him, man.
Sesky.
Hell yeah. Damn. Is there any, like, celebrity, like, not celebrity, but how could I say, pro athlete that you, like, mirror your game behind?
I don't really mirror after anybody, but Ja Morant.
Yeah, you got a few comparisons on that. That's dope. Sure. He's going up right now, too. He's going up. So, in this world today, if you was to go play for a team, who would you go play for?
Lakers, for sure. I'm from here.
This guy's a hater, man. I'm
not
just
the Clippers?
Saying. Hell no, nah, bro.
My dad liked the Clippers.
Bro,
really?
Tell him how cheap them seats are, bro. Like, you don't even know, we could go to a game on an accident, bro. They could just, we could be walking by, hey, y'all want to come in? Like, we need some help.
They might give us money to go in. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, nah, man, we got all free beer for sure. For sure, for sure. All
right, maybe we
got
to go to a Clippers game then.
No, Lakers, man. Yeah, ain't nobody going to that shit, bro. Stop trying to do that.
My
man.
Boy Matt got the plug.
We're going to a Lakers game.
Laker games. Mm-hmm.
Hey, hold on, man. You was talking about a strawberry shake, man. Let me see that, man. That's right there.
Let me get mine, man.
Yeah, let's see what's going on,
it
man.
It might melt before this is over.
He said it might melt. Nah.
Yeah, that's so cold.
Hey, so who are you bumping? Oh, yeah. Shout out to them.
Thank you.
Oh, man. You had me, what?
You thought it was going to be some, like, high-end smoothie?
Bro, I thought you had the Under Armour red drink, Energize. What? I didn't know you was.
McDonald's.
Man. You got, I'm over here problems. Getting ready for you to set a promo for your peoples. I'm really thinking you had a protein shaker.
Hell no.
Oh, I'm loving it. I am loving it. McDonald's, no, for sure, for sure. Shout out to McDonald's. Hey, if y'all want to send us some, man, hey, y'all make sure my homie get this shit for free from here on out, okay? He need to pull up to the drive-thru and just do this. It's all he needs to do, and y'all make sure he gets what he wants.
What do you think about White Iverson? He's someone who's out there on YouTube doing his thing. You a big fan of it? A fellow competitor?
Yeah, well, YouTuber. We don't really do the same shit. But
no, okay.
Yeah, he's cool. I flex with it. He's getting his money, as he should. Mm-hmm. So.
Is he invited to the influencer game you got going on?
I don't think he's playing.
Oh, okay.
I would like to get into, like, those little events, because, you know, I got game. You feel what I'm saying? I used to be out there in my lane. But I don't even think I could, like, tap no more, bro. Like, I be trying to, like, just go in my hoop. Like, I be going through my hoop dreams. I go out there with my son, and he be like, come on, Dad, I know you still got it. Air ball, bro. But I be standing there looking cool, though.
They make it look good,
hey,
right?
The form be there, though. So just so my son don't. Yeah, my dad did this.
You're right.
Yeah.
On me, bro. This is wild, man. I appreciate you being here, too, man, because I had a teammate that went to, how do you call it, the And-One back in the day. He was Santa, Kenny Bruner. It's just, like, all these different little events and, like, leagues and tournaments that be popping off, like, for us that don't make it to the league and shit, those be the tightest shit, bro. Like, yeah. I really appreciate those people, man. How do you feel about Ball Is Life?
I'll be working with them, like, doing content for them or helping them do stuff. But I love the company. They just pushing hoops, and they just spreading positivity sometimes. And then they just, you know, doing their shit.
I appreciate that. Because Baller's Life, man, I seen them out there doing their thing and, like, putting, like, trying to shed light on people. You feel what I'm saying? So that's pretty good. You ever, who's, like, some pro players that you played against or, like, played with, if it was any?
Played against? Let me think.
I killed Dwight Howard, too.
When was this?
When he was supposed to be number one in the draft. Buckets.
High school, like right?
Sound like Cap. Sheesh, I got 3 rings, bro.
From where?
Dominguez High. Brandon Jennings was my point guard. I'm pretty, like, a big deal. Like, I'll line up whoever you want to play against. Like, for real. Real shit. I could jump over a car, cuz.
I seen it.
I had to make you laugh because he was looking at me like, come on, my boy, stop capping, man. You capping on my interview, man. Nah, for real, I got game, though. No cap, bro. We can line it up. I'm already about to do a vlog. Yeah, bro, I don't think he want no smoke with me. But what's the name, though? Bro, I got a 1v1 versus Darren Collison, fam.
And you think you're going to win?
Me?
Yes.
We beat him before. Why I wouldn't be able to beat him again?
When was before?
Back in my glory days is what I'm
saying. These ain't the glory days.
These ain't the glory.
Not them.
Hey, no, for sure, I'm capping because Darren, I know you'll beat me right now. I'm just bullshitting with the homie Tyler, but for sure, I need that 1v1. Hey, would you mind doing like a vlog with us, like a no jumper vlog, going to go hoop and shit?
I'll be down, whenever.
Hell yeah, you could dunk on this Laker hater right here.
In a Laker jersey.
Ooh. That's content.
That's fire, bro.
I hope you don't miss.
Hey, you should talk to the people. And you should be like the logo, like how Jerry West was, like with one of, like one of your fucking cannonball, bro. For real, bro.
I got to see this cannonball. You got the ball with you while you bring your chest and you throw the ball up. Cannonball, catch.
Catch it after the cannonball.
His whole form is off. Throw it, catch it.
Cannonball. I mean, I'm sitting down.
Do you know, bro, I would die? Yeah, no, the vlog got to be y'all, too. Because if hell yeah.
You want to see these skills?
Bro, if you can't dunk on a 7-foot court, bro, for sure, I'm going to have to find me a new co-host, bro.
I can dunk on 7-foot. Yeah, 7-foot.
I just want to see him just. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then I'll let you just talk about the Lakers because I see you know what you're doing, bro.
Okay. Do I get a trampoline?
Hell no. Hey, right. What's some of your hobbies? What you like to do on your free time?
We go roller skating every Monday.
Hey, that's something we can fuck
getting
with.
Getting nice on skates, like going bowling, just doing adventurous shit.
I seen your clip, bro, with the young boy bowling. What was up with that, fam? Like, you had me dying.
He said like, this yesterday. I was looking at
young
it.
Boy bowl. I was weak as hell.
I just started throwing that shit hard as fuck because they got the miles per hour at the top. So I was like,
oh, okay.
See how fast I could get it. And then end up just telling her to record.
No. The first one, I was like, what the hell? He threw this motherfucker.
Yo, a couple of those connected too. Yeah,
no, the first one looked like it was almost a strike, though. He threw that shit hard as a mug. So on your game days, when y'all about to hoop, who are you listening to music wise?
Shit, the regulars, Lil Baby, Dirk.
I don't really like Lil Baby, man.
Sleep.
You be crying, bro. Like, I don't know if you can't speak regular English, like like you got a problem talking to people. Like, I don't really deal with your music.
That shit, sorry. Future, Drake
hard, Future hard.
Just the regulars. 21, Kodak.
21. Now that's who I'll turn up to. I fuck with Young Thug, bro. I fuck with the slap. Fuck with the slap business, man. Me. YSL game.
Everyone's gonna take a little drink.
My bad, I need some water.
You
man.
Good? Bel Air. What was that like? Being on the set. Talk right, to us.
So I got the call.
How did this even come across? How did it even come across?
I got hit up by Morgan Cooper. He already followed me on Instagram.
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
He's like a director.
Okay.
So he hit me up, and he's like, I want you to do the dunks for Bel Air.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even think the show was as big as it is. Like, this shit's going crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'm down, whatever. So we worked it out. I got to go to Philly the first day for, like, 3 days, actually. And set is long as fuck.
Yeah.
We shot from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. And I didn't do shit till 4:15.
What was that like? Was you mad? Like,
I mean, you just kind of
go with the flow.
Take it.
Shit, like I'm about to be on the screen.
Chilling. You got your makeup on your arm, covering my tattoos and shit. Mm-hmm. Make sure your hair straight all day and you're not even doing nothing. Mm-hmm. So you just chill all day.
Did you get to meet any other cast members of the movie or the little series?
I met everybody.
I don't like the little Carlton dude, man.
I still haven't even watched the show.
Bro, they had him doing cocaine. Like, how do you even put that in as Carlton's character, bro? Like,
damn.
It was a Xanax.
He's doing Xanax?
Man, that's cocaine.
It was Xanax.
That's cocaine. Anything you put in your nose is coke to me. Anything. Like, I wouldn't care if they tell, oh, bro, if it's white and it's a line that's snow.
I got to get Peacock.
That's not.
I don't have that shit.
Wait, you ended the show. They didn't give you a little 1 year subscription or something for you to check it out after?
Hell no, they didn't give me shit. But what? Money.
Peacock?
That's all I would have went
it.
For.
I take it. Shit.
I was about to say, give me my check. Fuck this damn series. God damn it. I don't even.
I gotta watch it though.
Yeah, you got to, bro. It's pretty cool. I ain't gonna lie. It's pretty cool. But when I seen Carlton going crazy and crying and shit, I was like, yeah, I'm good. Then cut forehead too big too. Like, it's like, why y'all put this nigga in Zoom?
You should really have taken over casting.
Me? Mm-hmm. I need to really be in a movie. Hey, if y'all need Big Ski in a movie, man, hit your boy up because you already know, man, the crip of all trades.
You think you would have been a good Carlton?
Carlton? Hell no. Nah.
No, I don't think so either.
Nah, I should have played Uncle Phil though.
Phil, yeah.
Or Jeffrey.
I ain't no fucking butler.
I think you could have been funny, though.
Hell no. Nah, I'm not.
You watched the whole shit?
Nah, that shit sucked. I'm talking about, bro, look at Carlton, bro. It's over. It's over, bro. I watched you. You feel what I'm saying?
You
do your
that,
thing.
You seen that edit?
Which oh one? Which one? Let's talk about it. Which one? Because it's a few of them.
I only seen the where he was doing the layup, and it turned into the windmill. I ain't seen the other one.
I'm sorry, bro. You see the layup that turned into the
bro, wind. That shit's crazy. It was on the whole other side of the rim, too. It's literally the editor's fault, though, because we practiced him going into the same 1-2 as me. Like, we had everything figured out. It was literally just editing.
Yeah, no, I'm going to keep it 100
like
with
he
you.
He was just bullshitting that anyways. He wasn't even trying to shoot, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How is that watching somebody, like low-key take the credit for your work, though, low-key?
I mean, it's just a part of it, so I'm not really tripping.
I'm different, bro. I got a real, see, this, you showing me something about myself, bro. I really have a chip on my shoulder. Like, man, this bitch ass nigga about to be up in here acting like he just
basically
me.
Helping him look good.
Like, yeah, you want to be Duncan, come to death row. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you got to come over here and put the work in, bro. You can't just be. But no, shout out to that because as somebody, though, bro, that really do that, I know that's like a dream come true. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Just you being in that, like, your family could say, like, look, that's my, you know what I mean? Like, that's fire, bro. So I commend you on that, though, for real, for real. That's something, like, athletes would want to do in life, though, too. Are you into gaming, bro? Do you be gaming?
I be on the Fortnite and Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got
that's really it.
Yeah, we got to do some Call of Duty for sure. I'm not good at Fortnite.
I'm lucky we get that shit, I'm not going to lie.
Me too. I just like
Fortnite,
talking
though,
shit.
You ain't bad. I'm nice as fuck at Fortnite.
I've seen you play.
No, Call of Duty, I'm like good, bro. But it's just when your teammates, bro, like your teammates be off deck. Like if they ain't riding with you, sliding with you, it's a wrap. Uh oh, it's going down. You getting packed out over there. Hey, the homie.
I'm looking and watching the
phone. Oh, dude, I'm looking. I'm like, hold up, bro. He getting packed out right now. Hey, yeah,
talking
man.
About over there.
Shout out to the homie, man. He holding it down over there. It's going crazy. He just made me low-key forget. I was about to help you, bro. I didn't know what was going down. All right. Damn. He just threw me off a little bit.
I got
damn.
It.
Damn. Go What's ahead, next? Josh. Let me think.
What's in the future for Tyler Curry?
Just keep creating content.
Mm-hmm.
Just building my brand.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually venture off clothing lines or just other shit, building my brand, just getting to the bags.
Thank you. Fortnite. That's what I was about to get on. How in the hell do y'all be building a mall in like 7 seconds? I be playing that shit, then I be on somebody. 68. And I'll be like, oh shit, I hit him. Next thing you know, it's like this nigga builds the Delamo Mall. Cuz, do you know how? How, bro? How do y'all do this, fam?
Yeah, getting creative. Start practicing that shit.
You should change your game name to Mr. Thumbs. Because y'all thumbs just be going crazy when y'all be building shit. Hell yeah. I got to get you on there with my son. He low-key good, though. Lil Ski is good at that shit. On me. Call of Duty, all you hear on me is, revive me, cuz! Revive me, cuz! They got me! On me, I'll be going crazy, bro,
that
on that
new
game.
Map is terrible. I don't like that shit.
Man, I'm with all of it. As soon as I see the airplane, I'm jumping out, bro. Niggas be mad at me. They be like, we going over here. Oh, man, we got to go again. Tell you, bro. I turned into the little homie as soon as Call of Duty come on, bro. I swear to God, bro, I lose my fucking mind. I love that game so much, bro. We should do a gaming stream, man.
We might have one in the works right now.
Hell, hey, would you come down?
Yeah, I'm down. I need to get on Twitch.
That's where it's at. My little brother just started a Twitch, and he's just been going up right now. You fuck with that, man? Do you think that's the new wave?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you into live streaming?
Well, shit, I ain't never did it, but I'd be down for that for sure.
But do you watch any streamers? Not really?
Yeah, I used to. Like, I used to watch fucking ninjas and
that dude, bro. How in the fuck do he be doing that shit, man? It's a cheat code, bro. I think he got a cheat code. I'm sorry, bro.
They so used to that keyboard, though. That shit's easy on
there. That
shit
is cheating, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, is it...
controller.
Hey, is it true,
like, controller.
You could just click the person? Like, you move the mouse and just...
Yeah, click it.
Yeah, that ain't fair, bro. That is not fair. You got me over here losing batteries and shit. Battery falling out because the nigga just shot me twice. This nigga over here just clicking buttons. Him. Shoot him. Kill everybody. Drop the bomb on him.
Aimbot.
Hey, that's what it is, huh? I hear my son, you're a bot. You say bot. I'll be like, bro, shut the fuck up. He'll be here loud as hell. Bro, I'll be like, bro, do you pay bills in here, man?
That'd be me screaming in the house.
Hey, we're going to have to make a soundproof room for the game stream.
Oh, yeah.
Show for show.
We're
going to
have to
yelling like a
the fuck out of that.
Hell yeah, bro. Any, besides Paris, though, any upcoming events?
Nah, I'm just out here creating content.
Yeah.
So on a daily, just trying to get it in, posting dunks, skits, whatever.
All right. We got to set up some type of, like, court at the next spot, bro. Cool Kicks got a court.
TikTok's in.
Hell yeah. Do you fuck with TikTok a lot, too?
Yeah. That should go up on there.
I was going to say, I believe that that's the new wave. A lot of people sleeping on that, but I believe that's the new wave, though. Because I don't see how TikTok could just take a song, bro, and somebody just random dancing behind it, and now it's just the hottest song in the world. Like, do you
algorithm?
Huh?
They just push that all the time.
That's crazy.
It be people like you, huh?
Yes.
You be on there doing your little.
Some little 10-year-old kids.
Yep. 10-year-old kids and me.
And me. No, I fuck with. Hey, I'm just joking because I'll be on that shit too, man. My son be teaching me the little moves.
I literally watched you make one this week.
Hey, you said something about roller skating. So you do rollerblades or four-wheel, like the 2 and 2?
The 2 and 2.
Yeah, that's skating.
I was
going to
say,
right?
Bro, do not be like this this dude out here.
You're just mad how fast I can go.
Who wants to go fast at the skating rink?
You got
to
get your tricks in.
You get your tricks in by building up speed.
What tricks are y'all doing at the skating rink, bro? First, you. I want to know what tricks you doing at the skating rink.
You going backwards. You hopping on one leg.
You shoot the duck.
Flipping, twisting.
Him with this cannonball, then you with the what? Flip,
shoot
flip
the duck.
Shoot the duck.
It's when you get down low.
Look at these quests. Bro, if you ever put your foot in my face, ever. But look at these shoes, though. Put them up there.
There. Drip check. Reebok's my shit.
Man.
Hey, these are hard.
Look, I was like, these are the hardest shoes you ever wore, bro. Damn. Candyland
drip.
All right. Those is, man, what size you wear?
Too small.
What size you wear?
10.
I wear 10 and a half.
What's your size, bro? You need some new jumping shoes, bro?
Let me get them.
Yeah, you might have to come up out these motherfuckers, man. Yeah, man, come up out these, man. I'm going to help you. Get this up out of here. Y'all see that world? Just because Josh don't like the Lakers, he got to give up his questions, man. The Candylands are gone. You feel what I'm saying?
Walking home shoeless. Let's go.
Do me a favor. Grab one of those markers, Ty. Go ahead. Get your gangbang on, man. Let them know what's going on, man. You got to let them know. Here on No Jumper Sports, you got to go ahead and get your gangbang on. graffiti the goddamn wall. So right now, we're going to let them get it in. You feel what I'm saying? So, Josh.
What up?
How you feeling about having Tyler in today?
I'll be honest. I kind of wish I'd started talking to him, like, when he first got here an hour earlier, because he's dope as fuck, and I have a lot more questions that I would have liked to ask.
See? When people come in, man, you can't be worried about if they going to try to...
I'm just trying to save my questions for this, but, man.
Hey, you better not ever say that word after real.
Tyler?
Yes, there we go. All right. Catching my drift. Appreciate that, man. You feel what I'm saying? We got to get everybody up here, man. We got Savvy Third, Compton AV, Paul Wall, Bobby Jones, man. Woo!
OGZ.
Now we got the great Tyler Curry up in there. You feel what I'm saying? White Iverson, you can't sign my wall. You ain't hit me back, man. DM'd you, man, but guess what's going to happen, bro? Next! Just like if I shot a three I wasn't supposed to shoot in the game, what's going to happen? Sup? Coach going to be like, get his ass. Hey, do you, man, I hated that plan, bro. Like, I'll be in my moment thinking I'm doing some good shit. I just scored last play. Now I go out, I break the play and just shoot a shot. Next thing you know, you running down court. And you look and you just see your hobie coming to sub your ass.
Hope ain't no dead ball.
Don't break the play and like air ball or turn the ball over. It's all bad, bro. And you be knowing it too, running back like, damn, I ain't gonna look over there at the bitch, but I know coach about to take my ass.
If I don't look over, I can't go.
Oh man, for real, bro. Playing ball is serious, bro. Yeah. That shit is so crazy. Hey, you ever heard of my bookie? This is a real life question. You can say yes or no. So it's like a little, like we could put like bets in, right? So if you was to do like bets on who's going to win the NBA championship, who would you pick out of two teams right now?
Two teams, shit.
Mm-hmm. Actually, before you answer that, who are you rocking with besides the Lakers?
Shit. Nobody for real. Just players. Like, I fuck with Memphis because I fuck with John Morant.
Mm-hmm.
Just shit like that, but Lakers for real right now.
That's what's up. So out of your two teams,
Bucks is in there for sure.
Shout out to what? How you say kind of name? Akwaduki, Akwadupo, Akwaduki.
Giannis.
Yeah.
And shit. The Nets.
That's a good one. Cause I would
for sure.
On me, I would say that too. Because
I don't see nobody in the West beating either of them in seven games.
Hmm.
Philly? No, stop it.
Hell no, they trash, stop bro. Philly? No, they just sell tickets.
They're not beating.
They just sell tickets, bro.
None of that.
Sell tickets. I was about to say, cuz, who is this pulling up? Y'all almost witnessed a real life pack out on No Jumper Sports, cuz. Cuz don't get it twisted. I'm still security 9 to 5. Just because I'm up here talking like I'm professional, you know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted, I'll beat your ass. You know what I'm saying? Let me give him one. Hey, question. Do you fuck with OT Genesis?
Not really.
Why? Damn, I shouldn't even ask that. That's my peoples.
Making them look bad.
I'm in a big league.
Damn. Sorry, OT.
Cool.
Hey, we're going to have to edit that, cuz. No, I'm fucking with you, bro. We ain't editing nothing. If you don't fuck with them, it's all good. I do.
It is what it is.
You feel what I'm saying? All right. He says he listens to Drake, 21 Savage. Give me.
Some Thug, some Future. Some...
Bro, I know you listening to like. Let me see. You don't fuck with there it go. That's who I was. Yeet. What's up with Yeet? Are you with the SoundCloud wave?
Not with it.
You're not with Yeet.
I feel like I used to be in like high school, like senior year.
Yeah.
Kind of just like outgrew that shit.
Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I just got hip to it, bro. It is like it's
hard though.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, I think that's the new wave of music too. They've been like putting me up on that shit, and I think like Yeet is pretty fire, bro. It's a lot of singing. Like, I don't see the difference from like Playboi Carti though. That's who they really. That's the, who. Do you think he's like the
starter?
Yeah.
He's one of them for sure.
Mm-hmm. Man, they've been putting me up on Autumn. I heard of some dude named. You know about Autumn?
Right? I know about Autumn. We talked about that.
Y'all heard of Chasen Pineda?
He probably have. That's the same type of little get up. I'm gonna check it.
We're just gonna assume Kelvin knows.
Huh?
We're just gonna assume Kelvin knows.
Nah, they had no, cause they the younger cats, bro. You feel what I'm saying? So they had no, they be putting us up on all type of music.
Tap in. That's the homie.
Yeah. All right, for sure, for sure. Is it who in your family inspired you to like keep going with this, bro? Because I know some you have some type of people like, man, just you feel what I'm saying, go do this, go do something else. Like, who's in your family that told you, like, you know what, keep going for what you know?
Really, my older brother. Mm-hmm. And just watching him, he was top point guard. He probably would have went to the NBA. Like, that's what everybody thought. It was for sure, like, damn near.
Where did he play at?
He played at Fairfax.
Hey, that's a good program.
Yeah.
We beat the hell out of them, too, but it's all good. I'll be talking shit, bro. Like, I just played last year. So, don't. This shit was over like 20 years ago. Don't get into it.
Their kids were born after you were played.
Shut up, cuz. What are you talking about? Their kids were born. What are you talking about?
Think about that.
No, bro. I'm what? How old am I?
Think about it.
It don't even matter, nigga. Stick it right here, bro. Just, let me get my days, man. Hey, I seen a gray hair growing the other day. I got so upset, bro. Almost broke the mirror in the crib. I'm getting old. Hey, that's just. Hey, man, 24-hour fitness. Do you rock with those?
Yeah, I'll be up there.
I don't. It's like a club now, bro. It's too much going on, bro. Like, I don't know.
I could be going to hoop. I don't be fucking working out.
Like, yeah, I try to go hoop, too, but it's just like a club. God, there ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying.
It's like a club.
Bro, it's so much ass in the gym. It's not even funny, bro. Like, and it's just like, why are y'all deciding to wear this these days? Like, I came to work out. I ain't trying to be over here. You know what I mean? What the fuck? Goddamn, the 45 plate just fell. You know what I'm saying? It's just so much going on in the gym. I try to, like, we should just make one here at the job, bro. You already got a bench.
I seen a bench out there.
See what I'm saying?
We just need more weight.
True. Cut you in half, man. Oh, you ever thought about, like, trying out for, like, a team? Like, just going ahead and going out there? Like,
no, hell no.
No?
I've had, like, some people I know be overseas, but it'd be, like, bullshit money that I'll make on Instagram. It's, like, it's not even worth it.
Hell yeah.
Just go to no foreign country. Don't speak the language. Like, it's no point in that.
Can you imagine that, bro, going somewhere and don't nobody understand what the hell you talking about?
I got some homies that do that shit. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, like, it's cool because they still get to play the game. Like, that'll be tight for me, the nigga with the hoop dreams, to go out.
I'm not even mad at him. Can't even talk to him. Like, that should be stupid. Blah, 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 blah. What you got
your,
a point.
What you, exactly. Your coach yelling at you and you like, hey, what? What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
I feel like it's a better relationship.
No.
You don't have to worry about anything they're saying because
I remember
you're
that
not gonna understand it. You just gotta go play your game.
I remember
they already
that
brought you on a lot of the times.
Be able to order food and shit.
I was like, just about to say, bro, suck. Like that shit is whack as
there's
hell.
Pictures.
Pictures. Like, well, we can read. Nobody I want this right here. We get the number two. Like, hell nah. Like I'll be donezo. I'll be donezo. If I was to go overseas, bro, like
you can do it.
Hell no. Nah. What?
They got grilled cheese overseas.
Bro. My stomach was hurting in Miami. Like, I had to drink Pedialyte, bro, for 2 days. Yeah. It's over. If I go overseas to do some fucking basketball, I'll probably go out there and try to start a hood or something. Feel what I'm saying? Everybody listen to me, and they like, what? What are you talking about?
What's he saying? But okay.
Oh, man. Tyler, man, I appreciate you for coming down, though, man. For real, for real. It's been a real good one. Are you... What? Get your shoes back. I was just joking, bro.
He's wearing them.
No, he's not. You ain't gonna put your shoes on, man. What you mean? Let me do it like this one time. Hey, Josh.
What up?
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
This has been a good, dope episode with Tyler Curry, man. It's your boy, Big Ski. Professor X, Josh is here, man. Hey. You did that like you bad. That's why you my boy, man. We gonna end it like that. Ski, 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 ski. Tap in or get tapped out.
Sir, ski.